the thing I'm doing that's intentional the most is praying for my coworkers, teach them about God's love. That is what I'm doing intentionally for Jesus.
My husband does not like to talk on the telephone, so I've been sending him text messages every day telling him how much I love him and asking God to bless his day.
How I'm living intentionally is by praying more and reading my Bible every day and trying to have an actual personal relationship with Christ.
For the last month or so, we have been getting up early in the morning and we say a prayer before we leave. We go on a half hour to a 45 minute walk, and it's just been helping tremendously.
Yeah, that's great. In a list of lots of people doing one thing for their marriage, for their family, for their high-stake relationships, finding more peace, contentment, and love in those relationships, this is Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Do you struggle with feelings of worry, fear, anger, distance, separation in a high-stake relationship? You want more peace with that marriage that you're in? You want more peace with an adult son or daughter or one of your kids, or maybe with a sibling? The scripture teaches us to seek peace and pursue it at all cost. And we see that in Psalm 34 and other places. I'm Randy Carlson. Today, my phone line is open. What's one thing that you would like to see more of in terms of peace in a marriage or family relationship or any high-stake relationship? Or one thing that you are pursuing, like you just heard, people doing simple things to be more connected, more intimacy, and more closeness, more love, and more peace in their marriage or family. Share with us. And by the way, everyone who gets through to me today, I want to send to you. We'll hook up with you right after the program and hook you up with the MP3 on how to intentionally overcome worry and anxiety. It's a teaching I did. We'll get to you. Here's the phone number. Come on in and join us, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. All right, let me see here. Wendy in Arizona, what's your question for me today?
Yes, we have an 8, 6, 4, and 2-year-old, and our 4-year-old is very powerful. She is incredible in so many ways. And she did something just last night where everybody was in their beds quiet. Again, first two don't say anything after they're supposed to be in their beds quiet. Julian will yell out loud like she did last night, "Hey," and she usually says something. Well, last night she said, "We forgot our verse." And the verse that we are memorizing, the scripture, is on a portable chalkboard. So my husband and I are downstairs, and we say, okay, go get the chalkboard. She brings it to us, and she wants to do the verse. And those moments are so incredible. The other two would never have done that. That's the boldness that is great. But it also becomes very hard. I feel like she can manipulate everybody that's around her, because if she doesn't see the value in something, she will, you know, throw tantrums and become very loud, and it's very hard.
Yeah, and then you end up yelling, and then you feel guilty, and you go in this vicious cycle.
Oh, it's so hard. It's so emotional, because I'm usually the quieter one of the two of us, my husband and I, and he's an incredible leader in a lot of ways, and I respect him tremendously. He has a way of dealing with her tenderly. It's interesting how I, the one who's the caregiver, probably more so of the two of us as far as time goes, I get very emotional with her.
Yeah. Well, Wendy, listen, you're with her all the time. I mean, this is not uncommon. It's very typical in a home where the parent who is responsible raising the child is the one who gets fatigued. And the other thing is, remember, this, you got a Sharpie here. This little 4-year-old, Julianne, is figuring you out. And Dad, she hasn't quite figured him out yet, because he's not there. He's not as involved as much. So he comes home from work or whatever he's doing. He's got his, you know, this is his encounter with his family and his kids. And so he's going to bring to the parenting table by virtue of just the schedule a little more patience. Now, he may be wired that way more as well. But you hear it, Wendy. Can I encourage you? We're talking about one thing for 30 days. Can I encourage you to pick your battles very carefully with your 4-year-old, because she's learning how to push your buttons, and she knows which buttons to push. And so for 30 days, just don't take the bait when she pushes the button. Know what's expected. If you've said, hey, it's time to go to bed, we're not going to have 3 more glasses of water, we're not going to demand 4 more verses and 5 more Bible studies, we're going to have a routine, keep things as much in routine as you can, have some fun, follow through, be intentional, but no yelling. This is your job for 30 days. No overreacting for 30 days and holding yourself accountable when you do. That's how to raise a responsible adult. We do a whole we got a whole video series that we teach calling the Parenting Challenge. In fact, I haven't mentioned that in a long time. Maybe something that you want to order. We videotaped a 6-part video series with a study guide on the Parenting Challenge from Intentional Living for you and for other small group. It's on DVD. It's available through our center here at theintentionallife.com. Thank you, Julianne. Appreciate that. Talking about high-stake relationships, maybe marriage, maybe kids, maybe work, how to find more peace in the relationship. Let's go to, is it Daylene? Am I getting your name right?
Yes, it's Daylene.
Daylene in New Mexico. Welcome to your welcome to the program. What's your comment or question today?
I just have a comment about intentional prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband and I, we had struggled so very much in the beginning of our marriage, and it's because we came from different backgrounds, different beliefs. He was Catholic and I was Christian. And I prayed for him so very much, and it was intentional prayer. And, you know, he came to Jesus, and everything has just been a change. It's been a serious change. I have no one to fight with anymore because he's wonderful. And he's, you know, stronger together. We were able to raise our children stronger together. Our daughter just got into private Christian school, and it's been a blessing. And I just want to encourage everyone out there to, you know, don't forget about prayer because it works. And like you said, it's, you know, it's a mystery, but it really does work. It has helped us overcome so many, you know, addictions and bad behaviors within my family and just being intentional about that, you know, giving it to God. It helps me to worry less and to turn over my anxiety to just, you know, and praising him when times are bad. That's very important because it helps lift everything off of your shoulders.
Amen.
And I just wanted to encourage everyone just to keep praying because it really does work. I know sometimes when it's so difficult that it's hard to pray and it's hard to give it to God and, you know, but if you just release that and give it to him and, you know, come to an end of yourself and just give it to him, it really does work.
Well, then the arguments stop and the peace shows up, and that ultimately is what you're seeking. Thank you, Daylene, for your call. You know, the key here, and Daylene shared it, is be on the same page. And you may be coming from different backgrounds in terms of your faith, your values, your belief. You may come, obviously, maybe you're coming to your marriage with different experiences in the homes that you were raised in. And these differences, while they can be attractive while dating, can be very problematic when you're trying to blend into a family, shared values, shared beliefs, and heading in the same direction. Very, very difficult. And sometimes it's impossible to ever bring all of those values together. And that takes an extra dose of grace and love. It really does. But Daylene, I'm glad for you guys that you're both on the same page when it comes to your faith. That's good. You're welcome to join us today. I have, by the way, talking about anxiety and worry, which is a big issue, and fear and anger and all the other emotions that get hijacked, a DVD that we put on MP3, rather, we're going to hook you up with as a gift from the ministry. When you call, and if I get to talk to you, we'll get back to you and hook you up with this. It's called How to Intentionally Overcome Worry and Anxiety in Your Life, which is, well, it's a difficult thing. It's probably our number one requested topic on anxiety, especially in the world in which we're living today here in America. It's one of the singular biggest issues that we wrestle with in life, and it often shows up in relationships. It's our gift to you when you call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717 when you call right now.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Do this one thing if you and your spouse don't agree about your money. I am Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. I encourage you to count the cost of your disagreement. It's costing you something, it may be costing you a lot. Fighting over money isn't going to lead to success. So look at some long-term goals. What are things that you'd like to see happen with your money over the extended period of time? And what will it take to get there financially? Don't be ordinary. You realize that the vast majority of Americans get to retirement basically broke. You can read about it, and you've maybe seen it in your own family. We talk about 10-10-80 often at Intentional Living. Tithing 10%, saving 10%, and learning to live on the other 80%. Get started this month with a budget. Agree and then act together. That's Intentional Living.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
That's the Intentional Living Minute. It was video and audio recorded right in our center here, just next door. And you can receive it in your email every day. In fact, you can subscribe to it today. It's free. It'll start showing up tomorrow if everything works well here to get hooked up with. All you have to do to sign up for the Intentional Living Minute is to go to theintentionallife.com and then put in the little slash mark, a minute. And the minute when you do that, it'll take you to a little page where you give us your email and so on. We'll get that to you. The Intentional Living Minute, subscribe today, theintentionallife.com/minute. At our website also, you have an opportunity today to receive a beautiful Hope That Lights the Way 2019 and all of 2020 calendar. It starts September 1st here in just a few days and it'll take you all the way through 2020. It's a 16-month calendar. Donna and I have one in our home now, and she keeps it by the phone, and she loves to write down the, you know, the kids' birthdays and the grandkids', you know, events that we're going to and things on the family and all the things that we keep track of in our home. And also on it is this beautiful photograph every month, another scene that will take you around the world. All of them are very peaceful. They're very encouraging because there's scripture under each one that just reminds us of God's intentional love. For instance, just coming up in September, it's a beautiful lighthouse overlooking the ocean in Psalm 46, 1 through 2 that says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Very, very, it's a beautiful photograph from Greece, in fact, of a lighthouse. Anyway, every month, it's our gift to you. Thank you for sharing your best gift with the ministry today. When you do and you request it, we'll get it to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Okay, Russell, welcome to the program in Arizona. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call, Randy.
Good. You got a powerful 11-year-old, huh?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I realized just recently, you know, that the arguments that we have are not personal arguments, but rather her transitioning from a child into the beautiful young lady that she's becoming. But, wow, she's got an opinion, and she's very, very headstrong.
And that's good. I'm happy for you, by the way.
Thank you.
Because, I had a 11-year-old daughter, our only daughter, who was strong, powerful, opinionated, and now she is a grown woman, three kids. She's on the mission field with her husband, serving God, and she's stronger than I am. She's more capable than I am, and I'm proud of her. And I look back and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me a strong-willed child that I could help guide and direct and love and encourage her to grow up and use all that for your kingdom. And that's what she's done.
Absolutely. Well, I've done something intentional. I've started in the morning just texting her a little message, and I'm using God's word to do so. One of them was, you're perfectly and wonderfully made. Mm. She wakes up and reads that, and she texts me back, thank you very much. I said, it's true. She says, I know, but it makes me happy when you personally say that to me.
Wow.
And what I realized by doing this, I've done it a couple weeks only, but what I've realized, the arguments haven't stopped, but it's given her the grace to yield to my wisdom within the arguments, if you can understand that comment.
Mm-hmm.
She's still got her opinion. She's still going to say things. She's still going to try and get her word in edgewise. But I find that the arguments are less confrontational and more just, well, this is what I think. And, well, honey, I know you think this, but this is what I know. And she's a lot more willing to submit to my final decision on the matter now that I've poured into her life the Word of God. And she's receiving that.
Amen. That's intentional fathering right there, man. Good for you.
What a blessing. I mean, what an absolute blessing to have your child be confrontational and then turn around and just say, you know, I know that's the truth, but I love it when you pour into me.
That's right.
It just blessed my heart.
Amen. Keep pouring into her, man. Listen, this I'll tell you why I love strong-willed kids. I know they're hard to raise. I understand. And it can go south on you. I understand that, too. But I'll tell you what Russell's doing. He's pouring into her life. He's not overreacting. He's getting the big picture. And this is a young lady who can someday, she can, because she's strong-willed, she can say no to drugs, say no to sex, say no to evil in her life and the kinds of decisions that could drag her, people could drag her down a trail in the wrong direction. She's a young woman that can look up and say, no, you want a child? Like, say no. And don't drive that out of them. But as a parent, Russell's doing it. I mean, building into her life, he's encouraging her, and he's not overreacting. You get the father award today, my friend. Thank you, Russell. Appreciate your call. We're talking about high-stake relationships, finding peace, how to overcome worry and anxiety maybe and fear and other kinds of emotions you have in a relationship. We're going to get the MP3 download hooked up to you. When you call, if you get through to me at 888-888-1717 like Judy did in Michigan. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What's been your one thing in your marriage?
One thing in my marriage is, well, we almost destroyed ourselves. We've only been married 4 years, and it was horrible. The word divorce was thrown around all the time. Mm. We both come from Christian backgrounds, and, you know, we got married, and God was in our marriage, and it was just an amazing wedding, and things happen, life happens, and we fell away, and we were on the verge of divorce, but... I guess what we did is we intentionally made God first. We put him above everybody, including our spouses. I heard yesterday, talking with Troy about him and his marriage, and it's not to give up. It's not easy. But as soon as we take ourselves out of it and put God first, it changes everything.
Amen.
And I'm getting teared up just thinking about it because, you know, I love my husband so much, and I'm very, we are married in our 40s, in my first marriage ever, and I am very, very strong-willed, very pig-headed, very stubborn. My husband would testify to that, but it was him trying to tell me, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and I'm your spiritual head, and I was like, you're not telling me what to do. Don't do that to me. I'm a person, too. But what changed is seeing him get up in the morning and praying and reading the Word and studying the Word. That changed me. I don't know if it was by example or that guilt that the Holy Spirit put on me, that this needs to be you, too. But I was led by his example. And that's where I think that the head of the household needs to be, is leading by example.
Boy, that's for true. Thank you, Judy. Appreciate your call. Did you hear what she said? You're talking about one thing. They realize, hey, knocking heads, arguing, I'm in charge, you're not in charge, I'm the boss, you're not. That doesn't work. What does the scripture say? Ephesians chapter, I better double check, chapter 5, verse 21. Somebody's going to correct me. To be mutually submissive one to another. See, that's what Judy and her husband did. They didn't drop down to the, hey, you're submitting to me, and you're supposed to submit to me, and this is the way it's supposed to be. I'm the big guy on the campus here. Come on. What does the scripture teach us, guys? Be mutually submissive one to another. That's the beginning of love. When we get our heads straight and our hearts straight, desiring God's will in our life first, then the rest of this stuff that comes around with these high-stake relationships is a whole lot easier to do. Thank you, Judy. You've encouraged us. This is Intentional Living. You can join us. Phone lines open, 888-888-1717.
Hope.
God is working through me. I ended up being born again. I accepted Jesus. I just want to encourage other women out there to not give up.
You have your own story of how Christ transformed your life. You can celebrate it and also offer the hope you have to someone else. How? By requesting the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar from Intentional Living. Every day will be a beautiful reminder of your own walk with the Lord, and your gift to the ministry will work through Intentional Living to reach someone else who needs to experience hope too.
It impacts my life daily. I feel like I receive something out of it.
Share your hope and request the beautiful new Hope That Lights the Way 16-month wall calendar with your gift to Intentional Living. Just go to theintentionallife.com today.
Secondly, he adopted you. You know, something about adoption is a powerful thing. And those of us that have been impacted by adoption, we understand that that is a great gift, isn't it? To understand that God actually adopted you and me into his kingdom, into his family. Boy, that's just a very brief excerpt from about a 30-40 minute teaching on the basic why behind intentional living. What's the biblical basis for this? And it's gone out now to members of Intentional Living all around the country. You've received it. And I want you to know that you can receive it as well. It's our gift to you this month, as if you request it when you share your gift for Intentional Living. We'd like to get the teaching out to you. Just go to theintentionallife.com. TheIntentionalLife.com. In just a moment, before we wrap up here in a little bit, I'm going to be sharing with you about a couple of things. If you live in Arizona, or if you live anywhere and are looking for a real vacation, either as a couple or on a solo cruise, to join my wife, Don, and I on an Intentional Living Alaskan cruise. I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Right now, though, we're talking about high-stake relationships and how to experience peace, God's intentional peace. And Daniel wants to join us. Daniel, the first line here on my computer screen says, you're a control freak.
Yes, yeah, sir.
All right. What about your wife? Is she a control freak as well?
Well, she's a manager, so she's used to calling the shots.
Okay.
And she's a general store manager. And really what I had to talk about was a chapter in my early marriage when we were newlyweds. So this was probably applicable to someone's story from yesterday, as well as any other newlyweds that might be going through typical issues, in which someone had asked about how to change someone's mind or how to point out wrongdoing that they have.
Oh, yeah, I remember the call. So you learned early on and how to do that or not do that, huh?
Exactly. And the best thing, I really have to emphasize that marriage is a sanctified union, and that without God in it, it's just you two pulling together as a team. And that can be really difficult sometimes.
Yes, it is.
So the conclusion that I came to that still works for me to this day, after 16 years of marriage, my wife and I have been together for 20 years, 16 of which we've been married. In any event, I made her wait for a little while before we walked down the aisle. is simply to pray. Pray not necessarily for what you want, but for your marriage, and trust, have faith in the direction that God leads the both of you in your lives individually as well together. Because he's involved in the marriage too.
That's right. Regardless
of whether or not people want to acknowledge that fact.
Well, I think you're probably referring to Troy that I talked to yesterday, and one of the things that came up, as I recall, was the idea of, hey, we're not working in the marriage, so divorce came up. Did you find early in your marriage that came up as well?
It did rear its ugly head, and once it did, it kept on coming up more continually and more aggressively.
Yeah.
Until the two of us decided, you know what, we came into this knowing that it was a lifelong thing. We don't believe in easy out. It is not an easy task, but we were going to stop bringing that up altogether because it wasn't an option when we got together. It wasn't an option when we walked down the aisle. It's not an option today.
Amen.
So,
what difference did that one decision make?
Huge. Oh, it was monumental.
Yeah. Well, it's monumental.
Sorry, go ahead.
It's monumental because you all of a sudden take that release valve out. And that's really what it is. When you throw out the D word, it's kind of like that release valve. Well, if you're not happy, and then I guess we get divorced. And listen, Daniel, you're a great closer for the show today because you're reminding us what we say to each other matters. The words that we use matter. In fact, when it talks about that book in Psalms where it says seek peace and pursue it, just before that, it says very clearly that you are to seek good and to keep your tongue from evil. That's evil when we continue to talk or keep bringing up divorce. So, hey, listen, man, I'm out of time, but I want to thank you for your call. We're going to hook up with you here now and make sure that we get the MP3 download to you. I'm going to stay right here in the studio. We're going to continue to talk. Love to have you continue to join in, and we'll record some of these for later airing online and as well as on the radio. A high-stake relationship. What's one thing that's been working for you? A question that you have for me? Intentional living is, I believe, God's way of allowing us to live to find more peace and less worry and anxiety in our life. Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you at 888-888-1717. I promised information on the Intentional Living Alaskan Cruise. It departs June 28th, 2020. We're going to go in the inside passage of Alaska, 7 days. We're going to have great music. I'm going to be teaching. You'll be with some of our team. We're going to have an Intentional Living Alaskan Cruise. It'll be for couples. It'll be for solo cruisers as well. It's for you. We'd love to have you join us. Information at theintentionallife.com. Limited cabins. Check it out. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.